There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you been thinking of becoming a Saints Happy Hour patron? We have an offer you can't refuse. Sign up, and if you don't think Saints Happy Hour is the best daily Saints podcast and you aren't having a blast chatting on our private Discord channel with other Saints fans, we will refund your money. No questions asked. If you sign up at the $10 level, you can even keep our Boost Bundle welcome gift after the refund. You have absolutely nothing to lose, so go to saintshappyhour.com and sign up today.
For a remote, Mr. Ralph Marlboro. Sir, are you joining us today? How are you?
Controversy over the Saints. We wouldn't have had this if Adam Schefter, the number one NFL reporter in the world, would have just said, Chase Young, he signed a one-year, five-year, $5 million contract with the Saints. He's got it. Gonna have neck surgery tomorrow. He's got $8 million in makeable incentive. Both the party and the team are very happy. We'll see how it goes. But no, they're like, oh, it's $13 million.
Yep.
Fully guaranteed. I guess he like cut and pasted from the agent. And we're freaking out because Chase Young's like, oh, yeah, I gotta have neck surgery tomorrow. You know, so like, it's fine. You know, as far as the deal to me, for the Saints, I mean, this is the world they live in, Gus, because they're trying to get the cap back to normal.
Right.
And they're shopping in the bargain bin, or as I like to say, like, it's the best. You know, when you go to Best Buy and they have that table with the open box stuff.
Right.
And you're like, oh, I can get an iPad for $200. Might be broken. The box is open. Might be great. You don't know. That's where the Saints are shopping now.
Let's kind of touch on that, because I do find it interesting. I had somebody send me a link trying to explain to me, you know, the best way how the Saints deal with the cap. I understand how they can get underneath and all of that, but it's kind of what you're just touching on here as well. There is a difference, and the analogy I keep using is when you get paid on that Friday, and then the following Friday is different than the following Friday when you actually get paid again, right? I mean, you eat differently. You choose how to spend your money that week. That's waiting right. To get to it. And that's what I keep saying. Can the Saints always get under the cap? Sure. Can they still restructure some more to find some more money? Sure. They're going to have to. And I get all of that. And, you know, we're going to keep voidable years and all those. But that's different than some of these teams being able to just flat out go out there and get a lot of these players because you have a bulk of money, isn't it? I mean, am I wrong with that?
No. Here's the thing. Like, if you're a team and you have, you know, if the Saints had $50 million of cap space, you could do more of these Chase Young type deals, or you could get a better quality of guy like a Jadeveon Clowney, right? Like, he's healthy. He's going to get a one-year deal from some team. It's going to be like $10 to $15 million, and it's probably going to be clean, right? Like,
right.
The Redskins or whoever who have a ton of cap space. They're just like, hey, we'll pay you 1 year $15 million because we got to get to the floor of the cap. So, like, don't have to do voidable years inside of an Easter egg, inside of a beignet, and all this stuff. And the Saints, they want to get back to that.
Right. Gus.
And the thing is, I yell at the cap nerd because they say, oh, it's the cap. I'm like, the cap doesn't prevent you from doing something. A team can do whatever you want, but you can't do everything you want. So the Saints are making the decision. They're like, hey, we want to get the cap back to kind of normal. So this year, we're not going to spend a ton of money, right? They haven't hardly spent anything, even with the Chase Young deal. They're still, I think, under like $4 million of like guaranteed bonus money they've doled out. So that's like nothing, right? So they'll probably do it this year, and they'll probably do it next year. But here's the thing, Gus. Like, the cap's going to go up another $25 million next year. So if Chase Young, let's say – he's injured and the neck surgery doesn't go right and he just doesn't play, whatever. They're going to get an $8 million credit. You add that to $25 million, the cap going up. The Saints will only be like $20 million over the cap next year. You do this sort of bargain hunting next year. And then voila, in 2025 or 2026, guess what? The cap sticks and the Saints will be able to do fun, big spending and all. So, like, it's just choices that they have made. And, Gus, the reason why I'm fine with it is the Saints, they don't, they should be going all out and going YOLO and pushing money to the future and stealing money.
YOLO.
And not Super Bowl. It was fun when we were trying to get Drew Brees a ring in 2019, 2020. It was fun. Like, do whatever you got to do, baby.
Okay.
Make it work. Fudge the numbers. Cook them books, Kai. But now, it's like, what are you cooking? You're going to cook the books so you can go, you're gonna take $40 million from future years so you can go 10-7? Like, it would be fun, but like, I get the Saints being like, nah, we're not doing that. We're gonna try to be normal. Like, it's fine. Okay. It's fine. And it's just a different way of doing things. It's every team has to make choices.
I that's why I'm having you explain it and look at it from that perspective. That said, are the Falcons still your favorite? No, I'm kidding. Look, you know what? We'll worry about that here a little bit. But this is a very real thing. Regardless, look, obviously they believe he's going to be ready for the season. So we're going to play it as he'll be ready for the regular season. Does that mean at 14 in a couple of weeks, does that take edge rusher off? And that maybe allows me to look, Mel Kiper came out with his latest mock draft yesterday. He has the Penn State offensive lineman going. Pro Football Focus came out with one yesterday. They have the offensive lineman from Penn State there going. So does that at least give me some maybe some more options, or maybe narrow it down? Hey, man, maybe a receiver falls there. Maybe Brock Bowers is there. He's available in one of the mock drafts at 15 to the Colts. So do you go Brock Bowers? Do you go tackle? But my point is, are you taking edge rusher off now that you got Chase Young?
Oh, I don't think you take edge rusher off at all.
I like that guy from UCLA, man. Have you seen him?
I mean, God, did they get how you say his name?
I don't know. That's why I said the guy from UCLA.
Latu? They get him. He's got neck problems. He's got neck problems too, guys. Like, are we going to have the all neck trouble defensive end?
I didn't know he had neck problems. All I saw is he's incredibly fast, and the guy's like some martial art expert.
Yeah, he retired because he had neck trouble. They gave him some exercise. He got fixed. He went to UCLA. It's fine. Okay. No, but back to your question about I don't think edge is off the table at all, because here's the thing. Either let's say Chase Young, let's say he balls out and he gets you 12 and a half sacks. You're probably not keeping him. He's probably out of your price range, and he's probably getting $75 million. You're getting the third round comp pick for him, right? So then you're back to, you don't have an edge. Cam Jordan's a year older, and all you got is Granderson and Foskey, you know, so, and Peyton Turner, they're not going to pick up his option. So I don't think edge is off the table at all. What I think it allows them to do is it gives them flexibility where they can say, okay, you know what? The edges, they had a run on them before 14, and wow, our number two offensive tackle is there. Cool. We can do that. We'll do something else at 45. I think it just opens up possibilities for them, but I don't think edge is off the table at all. Like, Gus, I'll guarantee you, and I don't know the Saints board. I'm not pretending to know that, but let's just say that the kid from Florida State, who kind of is like the prototypical Saints defensive end, Jared Burks. I'm going to tell you, if the Saints have him at like 8 on their board, and they're picking 14, and they're like, he's 8.
Well, Kiper's got him at 8. Kiper's got him at 8. Yeah, Dallas Turner's moved up to, he's got him at 9. Dallas Turner's moved to 8 to the Falcons. So, but to your point, though, I was listening as late as this morning, now predicting 5 quarterbacks in the top 10, 4 in the top 6. If that happens, some of these guys are going to fall, man. And then, do you do the inevitable? Do you move up? Who's the player you moving up for, Ralph?
Honestly, Gus, there's not. If the Saints move up, I'm going to have to occupy airline like it's January 6th. Like, there's seriously, though, there is no player. There is no player in this draft.
Not a one.
Not because they're not taking a quarterback. They're not going to move into the top 3.
Okay.
Right? There's no player in this draft that the Saints should move up for.
Okay.
And I'm an LSU guy. You know it. I love Neighbors. I love Verse. I like the Joe Alt, the tackle. They're all great. No player the Saints should move up for. None. Like, I don't care. Sit there at 14, take the best guy on your board, or maybe Loomis. I know they never do it, but Gus, they haven't. Gus, I don't think the Saints have done a serious trade down since me and you worked the draft.
No, we're not trading down. Get that out of the universe. Please don't trade down. Get a good tackle or something at 14. Come on, Ralph. What are you doing?
I mean, I'm just saying if they could move down like six spots and get another top 100
All right,
player,
let's go six. Let's go six on Kuiper. Let's go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. He's got Brian Thomas, receiver LSU.
I mean, that wouldn't be bad because they still have a tackle there. I just think, Gus, they need young talent in the building. They're not going to – I know the same.
Well, they have Brian Murphy at 19, defensive tackle, Texas, going to the Rams, I guess, to replace Aaron Donald there. I like that guy. Guy's huge.
Yeah, he's huge. I like – I just Mickey Gilmore, just don't trade down. Take somebody at 14. Just take a tackle, take a D-end. Just take a guy at 14. Just don't trade up. For the love of Christmas. I mean, God, yeah. Because here's the thing: my nightmare scenario for the Saints is like the Giants are on the clock at six, and we're like, duh, 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 duh. And it's like the New Orleans Saints are on the clock, and they pick Joe Alt from Notre Dame, and everybody's like, he's an awesome tackle, and I'm like, I don't care because they just gave up pick 45 to move up eight spot, and they're not picking again until like 145. No.
Hey, Ralph.
I'll be apocalyptic.
Ralph, you ready?
The New Orleans Saints select.
There it is. The New Orleans Saints select. I have that sounder. I have Goodell. Got to have good old comrade Goodell ready to do that. All right. Let's see what takes place. The beauty of it is we have a ton of time to speculate over the next couple of weeks. Sir, thank you as always for your time. How can folks get the Saints Happy Hour podcast?
Just wherever you get your podcast,
search
Saints Happy Hour. Give us a listen. Our show last night was magic because we were drunk, we were angry about the Saints maybe signing a guy with a trick neck. It was poetry. It was award winning, Gus. I'm not gonna lie.
All that Adam Schefter had to do was just say it's a very incentive laden based $1.2 million.
That's all, Adam. So all you have to do is not cut tape. What the eight? That's too much to ask. I'm hot today, guys.
Love it, man. Take care as always. Saints Happy Hour podcast, Mr. Ralph Murray. See you next week, bud.
Later.